From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This afternoon, a Pakistani-American was charged in federal court in connection with last weekend's attempted car bombing in Times Square. The suspect is a Connecticut resident named Faisal Shahzad. He's accused of conspiring to use a weapon of mass destruction, along with other terrorism charges. The events that led to his arrest read like a spy novel. FBI and New York Police Department detectives fanned out over three states looking for evidence. U.S. intelligence agents mobilized overseas. And it all ended last night at John F. Kennedy Airport in New York, with air traffic controllers calling back a flight after it had left the gate. NPR's counterterrorism correspondent, Dina Temple-Raston, reports.
The arrest at JFK Airport marked the end of an intense 2 days of police work. The investigation began on Saturday night, not long after a Nissan Pathfinder was spotted in Times Square and the propane tanks, gasoline, and fertilizer set to blow up in the car failed to go off. And that vehicle provided the key evidence for investigators.
The break in this case took place when a New York City detective was able to go under the vehicle and get the hidden VIN number.
That's New York Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly.
This identified the owner of record, who in turn, as we know, sold it to the suspect who drove it right into the heart of Times Square. Now, this is deja vu.
Deja vu because of the bombing at the World Trade Center in 1993. This was the attack where terrorists drove a Ryder rental truck loaded with explosives into the garage of one of the towers. New York police detectives cracked that case by finding the VIN number on the truck.
And if you recall, the bombers were arrested when they returned to get their deposit.
Law enforcement sources told NPR that the Times Square case began to pick up momentum when a 19-year-old college student from Bridgeport, Connecticut, told law enforcement officials that she'd sold the truck to a stranger just 3 weeks ago. He paid cash. No one changed the car registration. But because the SUV was sold through Craigslist, investigators were able to track down Shahzad. They obtained his email exchanges about the car. And by Sunday night, just a day after the attack, FBI Deputy Director John Pistol said investigators had started to narrow their focus. Shahzad was their main suspect. Officials wouldn't say whether he was under physical and electronic surveillance after that, but he was put on a no-fly list yesterday. Somehow, Shahzad managed to get on an Emirates Airlines flight to Dubai late last night. Some New York officials told NPR that Shahzad was able to get on the flight because he managed to shake FBI agents tailing him. Attorney General Eric Holder said that wasn't true.
I was here all yesterday and through much of last night and was aware of the tracking that was going on, and I was never in any fear that we were in danger of losing it.
At the airport, the flight pulled away from the gate, and a short time later, the tower contacted the pilot.
Emirates 202 Heavy Kennedy Tower, runway 22 right position. Actually, I have a message for you to go back to the gate immediately, so make the left turn when able.
Once in custody, Shahzad is said to have implicated himself in the case and provided authorities with what they describe as useful information. According to court papers, that includes an admission that he had received terrorist training in Pakistan. This phase of the case, from start to finish, raced by in just more than 2 days. Again, New York Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly.
Now, by my calculation, from the time Shahzad drove into and across Broadway and parked that vehicle to when he was apprehended last evening at the JFK airport, it was 53 hours and 20 minutes. Now, we know that Jack Bauer can do it in 24 minutes. But in the real world, 53 is a pretty good number.
Officials tell NPR that the investigation is continuing. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
And the investigation is continuing in part in Pakistan. Authorities there tell NPR's Julie McCarthy that they have arrested 8 people in connection with the attempted Times Square bombing.
One was detained in the port of Karachi, while 7 were picked up in the Nowshera district of the Northwest Frontier Province. The alleged bomber, Faisal Shahzad, is originally from the same area and, according to court papers, received bomb-making training in Waziristan.